When I was 7, my family and I went on a trip. We traveled to France with a group of students. While we were there, we visited Normandy and toured the American Cemetery, which honors those who were killed on D-Day in World War II. After getting off the tour bus, we stepped out onto the green grass of the cemetery. I recall finding a flower and placing it at the foot of one of the graves. I looked up at the white cross that marked the grave. I read the name, the soldier's rank, and the date on which the soldier died. After a few moments, I realized that this cross was not alone. I stood up and let my eyes travel. There, sprawled out in front of me, as far as my eyes could see, were hundreds more of those little white crosses. They seemed to go on for eternity. They stood for the men and women who fell, the men and women who died fighting against evil. Little me stood in awe. I couldn't begin to imagine the horrors they endured as they stormed the beaches. These had been some of America's finest. People like these brave men and women don't come around every day, and nobody should ever have to demand that they make the ultimate sacrifice. So how can we prevent worldwide conflicts like this going forward? How can we live up to the promise of never again? When the Nazis invaded France, among many other things they took away was the right to vote. Though many dictatorships have claimed to be democratic, and some have even started out that way, in the long run, no totalitarian regime has been able to trust its citizens with the vote. Why? Because a vote is a voice. If even one voice speaks out against the regime, there's always the chance that voice will be heard. Thus, authoritarians do everything they can to silence these voices. And when those voices are finally suppressed, the only way to regain freedom and restore representative government is with the blood and sacrifice of people like those who sleep beneath the green fields of Normandy. That's why our votes matter. We vote so power can be transferred peacefully, not as the result of death and destruction. But there is another equally important reason why our votes matter. Who and what we vote for. We must never forget that some of the most murderous tyrants in all of human history rose to power through democratic systems. Voting alone is not a vaccine against the vicious intents of certain people or politicians. As long as we are blessed with this right to vote, we must support those who will fight to protect things like our Constitution and our system of checks and balances, which secure our voting rights for future generations and thwart the desires of would-be autocrats. With our votes, we must support those who defend our Bill of Rights, because protecting the ability to worship, speak, and think freely ensures that each of us can live our lives to the fullest. Above all, our rights come with responsibilities. Each of us is responsible for educating ourselves on what we vote for and exercising this right whenever we can. We must never take our right to vote for granted. The moment we forget how lucky we are to choose for ourselves who governs us is the moment that choice will be taken away. Aristotle once said that apathy is one of the virtues of a dying civilization. If we become too apathetic, too uninterested in participating in our political process, who's going to stop the destruction of our rights and freedoms? The soldiers of Normandy might, but only after great cost, agony, and grief. Our votes are our voices. Let us always use our voices, that we might never again have to use violence.